Now, the payment for homeowners who provide accommodation to those fleeing the Ukraine war looks set to be cut as the government considers the future of the scheme. Currently, there are just under 16,000 hosts providing housing to around 36,000 Ukrainians and who receive monthly payments of €800 tax-free. However, ministers have signalled changes are on the way to the accommodation recognition payment scheme. Conor Hunt has been speaking to those likely to be affected.
Thousands of miles from Ukraine, John Connors watched the war unfold on TV in his 150-year-old cottage on the edge of Borrisolie in County Tipperary.
You know, I'm a student of history, you know, and it, you know, so to explain to me that a humanitarian disaster was about to take place and a huge migration of people.
Horrified by what he saw, he decided to act.
You know, to help out in whatever way I can. I carry the philosophy with me that I can't change the world, but I can maybe help one person.
John? Hello?
Andrew?
Hello, John. How are you?
In the end, he helped two, Yulia and Andrei, a married couple in their 40s. They fled shortly after the war broke out, their home in Mariupol destroyed.
And my building broke it. Born and
fire,
yes, and our family go out from Mariupol.
They've been living with John now for the last 2.5 years.
John, man, is big heart, we are very happy to live here.
Under the accommodation recognition payment scheme, John receives €800 per month, tax-free. But changes, it seems, are now on the way. Indications are that the monthly payment could be cut by €200.
Did you have to sign up, Ross?
From her office in Dublin city centre, Angie Goff runs Helping Irish Hosts, an organisation which provides support to those in the scheme. She acknowledges changes should be made, but says it should remain as is for now, saying the €800 is crucial.
So we want the payment to be extended for another year at its current level to give certainty to people while we plan a transition, a responsible transition out. I mean, that €800 has been crucial to sustaining 39,000 people living in people's homes. 73% of hosts rely on the payment. They can keep hosting because the payment is there.
But there are critics too of the scheme, Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson Matt Carthy included. He says, among other things, it's having an adverse effect on the private rental sector.
It's also leading to tensions within community because it's fundamentally unfair. There is no means test applied here. So you could have someone from Ukraine who might be on a relatively good income, but somebody from anywhere else in the world who happens to be in Ireland, including Irish citizens, could be on the exact same income and isn't able to avail of this scheme. So that's creating problems that we could, quite frankly, do without.
I'm happy. Julia happy. I'm happy.
Back in Borrisolie, John is adamant even if the payment gets cut, Yulia and Andrei, who now work at a local factory, can stay on for as long as they wish. How many more will adopt a similar position will be watched by many.
It opened up a whole new world to me, it did. You know, and it's great like to witness life being recreated, you know, to people come back from, from the brink of disaster, having lost everything.
John Connors ending that report from Conor Hunt.